From the Interim Director, Department of Transportation and the Airport Director, requesting authorization to execute a two-year professional services contract extension between Milwaukee County and Unisom Consulting, Inc. from January 1st, 2013 through December 31st, 2014 to provide the airport and the Department of Administrative Services with financial consulting services.
Mr. Bateman.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, this is Pat Walsinger, Deputy Airport Director of the Finance Administration. Unisom has been extremely valuable in the airport's financial planning, and particularly in the world of the PFC applications and our general airport revenue bond issuances.
Move approval.
We're almost going to move approval. I swear to the council. Oh, that's right. Thank you. We do have a technical question. Supervisor Bukowski, can you look on lines
22
and make that correction? It was going for a DOLF. It should be to the comptroller. Thank you. Amend that verbally.
Okay, so the friendly amendment would be to add it to lines 22 and lines 32, the Office of the Comptroller.
Correct. Thank you very much.
Substitute for DOS. Okay.
Dear Honor, everybody understand? Okay. Mm-hmm. Is the person from Unisom?
Yes, Mr. Drake, the CEO of Unisom, is represented here today.
The same person? Man, I thought you was gone by now. We have a motion to move approval with amendment. Any comments or questions? If not, Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Swishon?
Aye.
Borkowski?
Aye.
Jerzyk?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Haas?
Aye.
Bowen?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion is approved.
Item number 8. Right.
From the Interim Director, Department of Transportation and the Airport Director, providing a presentation on current and future anticipated airline gate assignments.
Sir, next to your mic.
All right.
Let me just change my PowerPoint back.
This is very high tech.
As chairman of the technology committee,
you're masking tapes.
No viruses.
Still landed planes with flags.
What's that?
Still landed planes with flags.
Signal.
Thank you.
I think these passed out, and then you can start, Mr. Bitten.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, it's been a dynamic situation. Each time we talk about concourses and daily times, it seems that the players have changed. And since we last talked at this, I think, a month or two ago, there was the announcement about American and U.S. Airways merger. So once again, we see a consolidation of the industry. And, of course, what that means basically is this country is now down to four major airlines, American, U.S. Airways, United, Delta, and Southwest. And then you have a few others over there that go at risk all on the market. And whenever they consolidate in the industry, of course, they also consolidate their properties for the efficiencies of merging. And I think the most significant thing to talk about today is the fact, of course, that American currently leases these two gates here. It can accommodate three regional jets. It's the reddish tone. And U.S. Airways leases this powder blue area here on the decline course. So this is AA, and this is US here. And now, backing up a little bit, Delta, which used to be out here on the decline course of Tumba, is at the end of arch, but we'll be moving over to these old frontier gates on the B Hamlet.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be a big change for the airport, because we're going to see one of our major airlines moving out to the newer decline course, and it's going to be a wonderful shopping arm to those concessions out there that are right now gone, and they'll reopen their facilities. Now, the interesting thing about this is that if AA, American Airlines, moves off United is over here at the heliotrope covered area, United, and they can merge with Continental. The yellow is Continental. And here is United.
Mm-hmm.
And they have merged. Now, they're still split today. They're still split at the airport, but they're shortly going to be moving over to the Econ course. And so they'll be using three gates. The yellow and this one here will become United Airlines. Because it is likely that American and U.S. Airways merger will be approved by the Department of Justice, it is our desire as an airport manager that American move off of the Decon course and over here with U.S. Airways. So American would then be occupying these gates here along with U.S. Airways. That allows Southwest to go crazy on sea. That gives them the gate capacity to hopefully grow to the Milwaukee market like they appear that they are with their major marketing investment that they made. Also, by moving America over to B, that makes that concourse even more robust than it was before. The question then is E. The closure of E is not imminent. It's not imminent.
Right.
United Continental will be occupying the E concourse for the time being. We have to wait and see how many gates U.S. Airways and American are going to occupy on B before we make a change. Because, frankly, there may not be room to move United over to B. One of the problems is that when we modified the B concourse for Big West Airlines back in the day,
mm-hmm.
We changed that concourse so that this was lower level boarding on this side, mm-hmm. of the Midwest Express Connect. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so that now becomes very unsellable property. People don't want to do ground boarding anymore, so this has become difficult to sell.
Thank you.
And then on this side of concourse, because of, again, changes that were made for Midwest Airlines, there's no operation space below it. So it's not as conducive to new airlines as it would be if there was some operation space below. So for the time being, the stem of the concourse will be fairly dormant, whereas the 16 gates on the end could become very robust. And then after we get through with the American Airlines U.S. Airways merger, which won't be for about a year before it's found from that, we'll see what makes sense as far as we should move United Airlines. So for the time being, all three concourses will remain open, and that merger between American U.S. Airways won't happen for about a year.
Thank you, Mr. Bateman. Supervisor Lipscomb.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So just a clarification. So even though we're seeing all this green on the stem of D and on E, because we're not seeing planes, those are gates that they're effectively not using. They're assigned to them, but they're inactive.
But they're paying for them?
They are.
Part of the lease agreement, but they are not active gates. But officially, those are frontier gates.
Supervisor Mayo.
Thank you. So how long will they be paying for the items in green? Because eventually the airline's going to say, we're not going to subsidize something that we are not using. And second of all, what are we doing with the vendors who are in those in D and E at the present moment, because they are not generating the same revenue they've been paid before? Do their percentages go down?
We discussed that a little bit while you were
out. Okay, I'm sorry.
The the Frontier leases those spaces until December 31st, 2019.
Uh-huh.
And then they have the option to talk about with Delta moving out here, that's going to be a big shot now for those concessions, and they'll reopen when Delta moves out here. And then if American move over here with U.S. Airways, their new best brand, that will improve the concession opportunity. He obviously now becomes a very quiet, of course, with just United.
So do we have concession still on D, E?
I'm sorry?
Do we still have concession areas on E?
Yes. Yes, you have a Fleur by the Lake from the host, a little bar restaurant, and the Heritage Airport.
And do the percentages go down, or do they stay the same?
The percentages are percentage. The minimum annual guarantee stays the same.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Any other questions? Supervisor Jersey?
Some of this, I mean, as the airline industry starts to consolidate, and I know we have very little control over this, probably none, but it seems to be opening a new opportunity for smaller regional or even just in-state, if you will, airplanes. Is there any thinking going forward about using some of these concourse space for much smaller providers who would never have perhaps been in the market for getting gate space, but for the fact that we're starting to clear some of this space out and providing some smaller, even propeller-driven planes who might be able to offer passenger traffic between smaller airports, for example. Is there any thinking going on with regard to that market?
Well, bring it on. I mean, we have the facilities.
But you're not being contacted.
No. It's the passengers per day each way will not support that operation. The reason that the Frontier Midwest was able to fly Grand Rapids, Milwaukee, or Mozenie, Milwaukee, was because most of those passengers were connecting on to Los Angeles. A Milwaukee Grand Rapids flight on its own doesn't have enough passengers per day each way to support that propeller-driven flight.
So I guess passengers then have to basically be left to trying to, I don't know what you call it, lease an airplane, rent an airplane for smaller trips, one-on-one, and these would be done at the outer hangars at the private.
Well, you're talking about chartering an aircraft?
Yeah. I mean, that's a possibility. I was hopefully thinking these charter, there may be a market here for a charter to come in and start exercising some use of these gates that they would never have before used.
Right. It's a private enterprise decision as to whether an airline is going to start up service between City A and City B. It's an extremely difficult process to go through with the FAA to get approval, a lot of airlines. Hundreds of airlines have started and gone away. You know, and I cannot give you any indication that we're going to see that kind of service restored. Airport expenses are a minor cost of the airline expense pie chart. I mean, their biggest costs are fuel, labor, and airplanes. The gate rent is nominal for the entire cost of running an airline. I mean, but clearly, Milwaukee many airports now, have space for sale because of consolidated airlines.
And I guess, do you know of any mid-sized airports about the size of Mitchell that are starting to explore that area or that are moving in that direction?
That's not being explored. No.
Thank you.
I mean, the most that airports are doing is, we are having some positive discussions with airlines about improving service at the airport. You know, so we'll continue to have those, which hopefully will translate into leasing more space. But it's a continuous process. But clearly, the industry has dramatically changed in the last 10 years because of the cost of fuel.
Supervisor Bowen, you had a question?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So I'm looking at the diagram. The spaces where you see gates where there's not a plane located, but it's above ground, passenger, where they have access to the plane, where it's not the ground access,
right?
Those are basically open gates that are not rented.
They are rented by Frontier, but they're unused.
Gotcha.
Right.
Gotcha. Was there any way, it seems that the Concourse D renovation was fairly recent, and investing so much money in ground access, it's kind of unfortunate at this point, or else we would be in better standing. But were there any way to kind of project that, I guess, with Midwest and their service at the time, and their need for ground access, and comparing that with actually investing in above ground access?
Excellent point and question, because I mean clearly we ought to take a breather here before we start spending more money on redoing concourses and see how things fall out. But I could foresee, Supervisor, that as things mature with the industry, it's very possible that we may have to come back in here and restore the original second level boarding on this concourse to make it synergistic with the rest of the concourse. That might make more sense than, you know, remodeling this concourse. But until we see how things fall out. Now, the good news is that when we did renovate the concourse for the lower level gates, we kept a lot of things intact so that if we did have to restore the second level, it would not be a major job. We kept things intact to do that, because one can never predict, you know, what's going to happen. Long term with airlines is 2 weeks.
Any other questions?
That's all. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Supervisor Mail.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Quick question. Since the Concourse E is really going to be closing, and we have all these airline mergers, what about the runway? Do we still need that extra runway?
It's on the adopted master plan, and you will need it someday, but it certainly has been pushed off.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions from committee? Supervisor Joseph.
Is there any way you can reduce this to the PowerPoint and get it available for the full board agenda? And if
yes,
I would like to move receive and place on file. I think this is information that should be made available.
Do informational items go to the board? Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'll work with Mr. Webb.
This diagram is what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Because really, the report doesn't give us anything.
No. Right.
Move, and receive, place on file.
All right. Madam Clerk, we have a motion to receive and place on file. Can you call the roll, please?
Mayo.
Aye.
Borkowski.
Aye.
Jersey.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Haas.
Aye.
Bowen.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to receive and place on file is approved.
Thank you very much. Supervisor Mill.
Item number